Musician Andrew Bird defies easy categorization. He mixes violin, guitar, glockenspiel, and whistling with witty lyrics. Following his formal training as a violinist and a stint in the hot jazz swing revival scene, he's found a home playing solo in rock clubs across the globe. His latest album is The Mysterious Production of Eggs, and he joins us now here in Studio 3A to perform and talk with us. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
If you have questions for Andrew Bird about his music or about life on the road, give us a call, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Email is totn@npr.org. And Andrew, why don't we begin with a song?
Okay.
Parchment, drier than a downtown office building where the air is tight. This time spent resting on her bones, waiting for the telephones to ring, bo 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 ring. La da da da. My skin is cold as a toes on a bathroom floor. Run back to bed and slam the door. Sound, how it shakes the ground. Oh, what a lovely sound. Oh, what a love. Oh, what a lovely skin is mine. That's the only thing that doesn't really fly in my land. In love, oh love, is my love is. That's the only thing now, butterfly inside. I'd be printed on every t-shirt in this land, on the finest of cottons and the hippest of brands. Pull the letters down, the capital R, that is the only thing, it's the only thing, it's the only thing. Parchment drawn at a downtown office building where the air is tight. This time spent waiting for that macrame, but I pray to come down and sing. La ling, la ling, la ling, la ling, la ling, la ling. That's what they sing. La ling, la ling, la ling, la ling, la ling, la ling. Oh, what a lovely sound. How it shakes the ground. What a lovely sound. Thank you. guitar shakes up. What a lovely sound. What a love. What a lovely sound.
Andrew Bird here with us in Studio 3A live. And normally we'd have to be upstairs in 4A to fit all those performers and all those instruments. Andrew Bird, how do you do that by yourself?
Well, with a little help from technology, but mostly everything's live.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just playing a phrase, that pizzicato phrase, and
on the
looping
violin.
It.
Yeah.
And once I set that parameter, I can layer several layers and get a bass sound from an octave pedal. And
you've talked about a wall of noise or a wash of sound. The old 60s producer Phil Spector used to talk about the wall of sound. Is mm-hmm. is that any inspiration to you?
It is. I've often been fascinated by kind of a more static wash of sound.
Mm-hmm.
Of you hear it in a lot of film music, like when everything kind of slows down in a scene. You know, there's mm-hmm. music can help create that slowing down of what you're seeing.
You work in an interesting fashion. You live in Illinois.
Yeah.
And you work. You set up a studio in a barn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as I understand it, one of the things that you wanted to do was try to move away from this idea of performance as something unique or extraordinary and change it into something that you do every day.
Yeah, which is almost literally what I've done this year. I mean, I'm coming up on like 220 shows this year. So.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
If you'd like to talk with Andrew Bird, our number is 800-989-8255, and our email address is totn@npr.org. Let's get a caller on the line. This is Matt, and Matt's calling us from Boone, North Carolina.
Yes, hi. How are you doing, guys?
Okay.
Hey.
I was just wondering, Andrew, what you thought of the impact that a lot of the more recent classically trained kind of alternative I like to call them independent rock artists, stuff like that, like yourself and Rufus Wainwright and his sister. How big of an impact do you think they're having on the music scene, and do you see that as a trend, or do you see a lot of the people that you work with being classically trained?
No, I've had very little contact with the whole classical world since I left it like over 10 years ago. I don't necessarily see a trend towards this. I think there's always been musicians who leave the classical world and use it in their music, but I feel like I'm on a trend away from the concert hall towards something more just elemental and basic. And as far as performers like Rufus Wainwright, I think he has a different... He does different things with his classical training, and I use the violin. I don't think of it as an instrument I grew up with anymore. It's just sort of something I pull sound out of, and I take my classical training completely for granted.
Matt, thanks very much.
No problem.
Why don't we hear something else?
Okay.
This, I think, the next song on my list is called Why.
Thank you. You shouldn't have done that. If I told you once, I told you three times that you'll get your punishment when you show me your crimes. And it's not a spell or a curse you put on me, or the way you make me smile so tenderly. How I wish it was your temper you were throwing. Oh, damn you for being so easy going. Oh, I thought the time turned. My sins would provoke you to raise some hell. Not a chance. I mean, whatever happened to fiery romance? How I wish it was your temper you were throwing, those dishes you were throwing. Damn you for being so easy going on. Standing here, you know, everything's cool, right? Okay, that's just it, isn't it? Why'd you have to go ahead and do nothing? I thought the time. Provoke you to raise some hell. Don't give me that line. Don't try to tell me that an action's not a crime. I mean, can't you see? Can't you see what kind of seeds you're sowing? Damn you for being so easy going.
Andrew Bird, you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Andrew Bird's most recent album is Andrew Bird and the Mysterious Production of Eggs. And we have an email question from Julie. What a strange title for an album. What's the story behind it?
Well, I, like you were saying, I've lived in a barn out in the country for the last 4 years, and I got some chickens, and they became sort of part of my daily routine to go out and mm-hmm. get the eggs from the chickens and make an omelet and coffee, and then I'd work all day on music until the sun went down. And plus, observing chickens, they're such fascinating creatures that we don't really think about how bizarre they are. And so anyway, it's it also came out of a magic catalog, so it's just different things were pointing towards that being the title.
Well, we just have a minute or so. Let's see if we can squeeze one more caller in. This is Andrea. Andrea calling from Royal Oak in Michigan.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hi.
Okay. Thank Thank you. I actually just saw your show in Ann Arbor and really enjoyed it. And I never realized before that you're actually whistling on some of your albums. And I was wondering where you picked that up and how that became part of your show.
I didn't start doing it until the last couple of years because I'm used to things that I do being so difficult and painful, you know, playing the violin and whatnot. And here was this thing I do every day. And so I tried it at a show, and I discovered it could really get people to pay attention, actually. If the crowd was talking, if I just held a note out, it would kind of draw people's attention, so I started using it.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, I very much enjoyed it.
Thanks for the call, Andrea.
Thank you.
Andrew Bird joined us live here in Studio 3A. Thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. My pleasure.
He and drummer Martin Dosh play at the Black Cat here in Washington, D.C. tonight, then take the tour westward. You can hear an encore performance of Andrew Bird here in Studio 3A later tonight on our website at npr.org. We'd like to thank Andrew Bird and his people for making this happen, as well as our engineers Michael Schweppe, Kimberly Jones, and Chris Nelson. Ira Flatow is here tomorrow with Science Friday. I'll be back on Monday with guest co-host Leanne Hansen and guest Will Shortz, crossword editor for the New York Times. By the way, if you have a puzzle to stump the puzzle master, send us an email, TOTN@npr.org. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.